Tell us something about your involvement in going to Tallahassee for the first time for women's suffrage.
Well, you see, the amendment had been offered, and the states had to ratify. And in 1916, it came up for ratification before the Florida legislature. So Mrs. William Jennings Bryan, who had come down here not too long before, organized a committee. Napoleon Bonaparte Brower, the old governor's wife, and Mrs. Frank Jennings, another governor's wife, and down here me and Mrs. Frank Stranahan of Fort Lauderdale, now dead, but she was younger than they were. She and I were the more younger elements in that. We went up to Tallahassee to try to get them to pass, to ratify the suffrage amendment. The Senate had said they would ratify, so we didn't have to bother with them. We had to speak to a committee of the House, which we did. It was a big room with men sitting around two walls of it with spittoons between every two or three. And we had on our best clothes, and we spoke, as we felt, eloquently about the women's suffrage. It was just like speaking to blank walls. All they did was spit in the spittoons. They didn't pay any attention to us at all. And that evening, Mrs. William Jennings Bryan made a speech before the combined House and Senate, one of the best suffrage speeches I ever heard in my life. And I'd heard a good many, because I'd heard them when I was in college even. We were interested in suffrage and heard a great many of the great old suffrage women, who were wonderful women. Mrs. Bryan made a wonderful speech. A man next to me scared me to death. He was spitting in a spittoon that was right over there, and I had my good dress on, and I was worried. Well, the House absolutely refused to ratify. So Florida didn't ratify that until years and years later. It passed as a war measure. So when I came back from abroad in 1920, that was the first time women voted, so I voted then. But the Florida still hadn't ratified it until very much later. You see, it passed, but Florida, that was the result of our efforts. I got a very good idea of political action, and some of these redneck people, you know, what we used to call the wool hat boys in the Red Hills beyond the Suwannee. They were the ones that ran the state. They sure did. I thought then it was a very backward state, and I still have some of that idea.